Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
Merry Christmas, SWAF Nation! It's the Wrestle Ramble Christmas special here on Wrestle Talk with me, Ollie Davis, Fake Adore Laurie Blake, and the other one, Luke Owen.
Merry Christmas. Christmas, one and all. And this is the second time we've actually done this, so the surprise has already been spoiled. But let's all pretend like we haven't done this for a second time.
Pretend what's already happened?
Well,
Luke,
you guys aren't looking very festive.
What?
Because I'm wearing a Santa's hat, but you are not.
Where's this going, Laurie?
I don't know, Ollie.
Well, I know. I went to a store to buy you some Santa hats for you to wear on camera. Right, yeah. Pounds. That's how much they cost. Pound each.
Literal
so
pounds.
This time the TV behind us isn't going to switch off.
It's not, and your audio is fine.
And this you're going like to keep talking while we put these on.
Exactly,
this
yeah.
looks incredibly flammable.
So I went down to buy these today. Sorry, Randy, I did not get you a Santa's hat.
You can have this one.
I didn't think it was worth it. But there you go. Now we're feeling a bit more festive. I didn't actually put on my Christmas jumper. It's behind me. So if I could actually get you to fill some time while I put on my Christmas jumper.
I feel like my hat's got an erection.
Certainly. We could probably put
it festive
through.
Erection.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Just going to give you a bit more, up. That's nice.
We've got the Christmas.
That's good. It looks good.
The Christmas hats. But where's the festive cheer? And by cheer, I mean beer. I'll be the host for this party. What can I get you two chaps?
I would like a beer, please.
A beer, please, with all the pops.
I would like one of your delicious lager beers, please.
A delicious lager beer. I think because they say we've got... with the WrestleTalk cellar is stocked with many a generous gift of alcohol from the SWAF Nation today. And we've got wine, we've got beers, we've got weird German spirits. But you know what they say? Beer before wine, you'll feel fine. Wine before beer, you'll feel queer.
Oh, I thought it was have beer.
It was queer. But, okay. But we stopped using that after a while.
Queer in a strange way.
Yeah.
Queer.
Oh, yeah,
that's
like in a very Victorian manner.
Like Jack Skellington does in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Although,
yes,
like, but people are saying, like, oh, yeah, that's the rhyme. It's like, no one ever rhymes like that in the Bible. They're just like, just drink it all. It's fine. It's miserable.
Well,
we're rationing. If you can get your hands on it, drink it. We're rationing.
Because there is a delicious bottle of wine. Oh, this is a corkscrew. Have we got a corkscrew?
No, we don't.
Oh,
damn it. Is that the organic Italian wine?
It is, yeah. Oh, we were saving this for the Christmas episode.
But put it down. I don't want you to strain yourself. I've got some help in.
Oh, excellent.
I've got a singing waiter in Randy
Datsun.
Oh,
Randall K. Datsun.
Randy Datsun.
Randy Datsun.
So please, serve us.
Drink,
chop,
please.
Chop.
Come on, Randy.
Chop, chop.
Herr Ober. Fraulein.
He got over during the TLC song, did Randy Datsun?
I did get very over.
Sing Waterfalls while you do it.
I've got a Das Echte, which is a Schwabenbräu Märzen, which I don't know what that is.
but it's
very good pronunciation.
Yeah, you did good pronunciation.
I studied German at university, so
I will have that one, please.
Okay, you will have fun. The Rothaus.
Yes.
Fields.
I mean, look how much lovely. Fun the people on the cover are having. The cover.
A kind of creepy.
There
level.
Is this that's one's got a moustache. If you'd like that one, Alari.
I'll have the moustache one. Yes, yeah,
that's a hipster that. Beer.
Moustache, you a question?
I'll have this one because it'll open easier.
Okay. So I'll just have to open Luke's one.
Thank you very much. Oh, hello. Oh, it's Christmas. It's Christmas. Oh, I feel so alone now because I haven't got a beer yet.
Come on,
chink your mic.
Come on, Randy.
I'll just chink his tash, yeah. There we go.
So,
thank you very much.
So, Randy's real name is actually Andy.
No, it's not.
But many of you spelt it wrong in the TLC video where he appeared. Oh my God, I've given myself so much head. I thought I had to get a rib removed.
Not just
that.
Today.
Oh, I didn't know it was sneaking.
You ever hear that rumor? That used to go around at school.
Like, Marilyn Manson did it.
I heard Michael Jackson. I think everyone had a different person.
It was we heard Marilyn Manson, but it was definitely Prince.
Yeah. Prince
for
is
real.
Another one.
No, for real.
Prince actually had a rib removed just did it. So he could
my other favorite
go
one
down on himself.
Marilyn Manson was that he was also the small boy in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I mean, in Tim Burton's one, maybe.
Do you remember, this was a particularly weird rumour that used to... This, by the way, this show is not centred on wrestling in the slightest.
Oh,
we're just going to chat.
Cheers, all.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I mean, I've got a bit of foam.
Merry Christmas.
Go on, work through it.
Get that's how they do it on the continent.
It's not how they do it on the continent.
This is a Brexit beer.
That's how they do it in continent.
Here's a fun little fact for you. You know when they do beer commercials?
Yes.
Do you know they put washing up liquid in the glasses?
Because that would taste awful.
Because it gives it more foam and actually gives it a more solid foam so it looks more appealing on camera.
They do awful things to food though for adverts. Like they fill it full of staples. There'll be like a tiny, like when they do.
Staples?
So when they do like a burger for.
You're mixing up adverts with Hostel.
So like, but when they're doing like a burger in an advert, they'll staple the bits together that need to look perfect.
Okay.
And then there's a small section of the burger that someone's allowed to bite. There's a guy who is the guy who just does the string of cheese from a pizza. That's like his one speciality.
He does it well.
He does it well, doesn't he?
They also use lots of staples in advert for the company Staples that does stationery for businesses.
Cracking. That's
Thank
good.
You very much, mate. I was saving that one.
Yeah.
How long have we been saving it for? Hopefully, hopefully for the year. Even like sitting on that Staples joke.
Oh, man. Oh. It's been festering. One I was like, days. Someone bring up Staples again.
It's like Sammy Callahan is stapling something that someone's had. Can I use it now? I don't know the right setup.
It's not really the right time to use it.
I always heard that cereal adverts have glue instead of milk. Like a Randy's nodding his head.
Yeah.
We didn't tell him to nod his head. Can you? That's going to distract me.
Yeah. Move behind the camera.
That reminds me of the Christian Bale. You're in my eye line.
You and we are done professionally, man.
It's because it's like he realised it, but he's still so angry. He's like, you're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
My favourite bit is when he goes, you're over here.
Okay, so first thing, we've got to... Actually, I haven't had a sip yet.
What does it taste like?
This is a delicious beer, by the way. It was very nice. These ones were sent to us by Marcel Jura, Pledgehammer and Swap Nation member.
Oh, that's lovely.
This is part of his care package, which we are very, very grateful for. Thank you so much. We also had a lovely care package from, I guess his name was Josh, might have been, the one who sent us the pork pie.
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
I found it on my chair this morning when I came in. Yeah.
That's Santa Claus has been early for someone.
Yeah. So yes, we've had some very nice.
Well, it's because we got like a lovely package of food and alcohol from Italy, and then another one from Germany, and Josh from Leicester sent us a pork pie and a packet of crisps. It's like, here's England.
Both made by Walkers, so they're literally from Leicester.
Mm-hmm. So I thought we'd start off with some Christmas cards I got.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah. So there you go. There's Luke and to your lady wife, Kate.
It is my lady wife.
In law, you own.
What?
Yeah. It's like that's the thing, isn't it, with marriage. You own a woman now.
Okay.
Legal owner.
Thank you for coming to that event, by the way.
No
it was
worries.
Lovely
You're
having
the,
you all
the
there.
Legal yeah, owner operator of a woman.
Laurie.
Can I open this?
Thank you.
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, thank you.
And spelt right.
Randy Datsun.
There's Randy Datsun.
There were a few tries at this, the end of my name here, weren't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I don't know why it kept spelling your name out.
You and all of YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm good to see the end of the card.
Lots of people spell it L-O-R-I.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the shortest way. It's fine, I don't mind.
Yeah, we did make these.
Oh, it's so
thanks for
nice.
Commenting on them, guys.
The reason why I didn't is because you gave me the exact same card last year.
No, these are new stamps.
Are they? Oh, okay, well, it's the same card style with stamps on it, but it's very lovely.
You've all got a different one.
Have we really?
Yeah, look.
I've got penguins.
You got three penguins.
I got two penguins banging a robin.
I've got a Santa, a penguin, a gingerbread man, and a robin, which clearly means I'm the best one because I've got four different stamps.
It's a three-bird spit roast.
Nice. And it says, "Dear Luke and wife, Merry Christmas from Ollie and his lady partner."
I couldn't think of anything funny to write in there.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was not a setup. So we've got some gifts from our editor as well that he got
we
us.
We have,
well,
yes. Okay.
Mm. Well, open those.
Garçon.
I hope everyone's enjoying us, what open presents.
Well, this is what we did last year. And
this is what everyone else
is
doing.
Much.
It's fine.
Yeah, pretty much. Thank you so much for joining us on Christmas Day, by the way.
Yeah, this and as I've said many times, I hope your family are being forced to watch.
Should we? I think they're all the same. Confuse your nan.
We said with in the NXT outro, like, gather everyone around the wireless. Yeah. And just like the way that you used to spend Christmas, listening to what's
things.
On the radio, and then listen to us open gifts. So
we should post this when the Queen's speech goes live.
Well, yeah, to distract people.
Yeah.
So we're really, as because we're doing this as a podcast, we need to open these quite close to the mic for the Foley sound. So these came from our editor, Martin. He gave these to us when we went to see Fight Forever at York Hall.
Martin also spent an incredible amount of time in a queue to get some beers for
Bless
us.
Bless his heart.
He is a literal trooper. Angel.
And ooh. So I have got... Oh, hello! Okay. Oh, what have you got?
Yeah. Scorpion Death.
Yep. Chili chocolates. It's got four peppers on there, which have got fire coming out of them, which would suggest... that they are very, very spicy.
Would you like me to read the disclaimer from the back?
Please do.
Oh, sorry, should I just... have you got your wrapping paper?
Yeah.
Randy.
Let's pick that up, Andy.
Randy, texting Randy, on set as well, no less.
You got to have your phone off.
It's on airplane mode. It's going to get picked up.
Is it not on airplane mode?
It is. You can check.
Then what were you checking?
What were you doing? Ordering another Slytherin jumper?
Dork. What were you doing?
You massive dweeb.
No, it vibrated, but I was confused.
But how did it vibrate if it was on airplane mode?
No, it was an update.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, air updates can only come through if you're on the 4G or on the Wi-Fi. But
it's the season of forgiveness. Testing.
Sorry, Laurie, you were saying before you were rudely interrupted.
Yes, sorry, Laurie.
Instant intense inferno in your mouth. Danger, extreme heat. The disclaimer says, I have been warned and fully understand that these products contain extreme heat and should be used and handled responsibly. These products are to be used entirely at my own risk and I understand the potential danger. I will make all recipients aware of the potential dangers. I accept the Oddfellows Chocolate Co. will under no circumstances be responsible for or liable for any claims of injury or damage arising from the use or misuse of these products. I acknowledge and agree to this fact without question.
Oh, they're vegan friendly.
Do you want to eat one?
I'm going
to
have one now.
I feel like Martin doesn't like us.
Yeah. No, you say that, but he bought me a really nice birthday present, which was a book about panda facts. And I opened it up at a random page, and Laurie said it's the best panda fact he's ever heard.
I bet I can top it. Okay, come on.
I can't remember what it was. I know the book on me.
I was quite drunk.
Oh. That's how big. The size of a human thumb is a panda's erect penis.
All of them?
All of them together.
And that's
in
why...
A line.
That's
in a,
why
in a row.
And that's why they're dying out.
Yeah. Because all the lady pandas are like...
Oh, mate. I've seen that gorilla over there in the enclosure.
Watch Channel 4. I'm just staying and watch 4OD tonight.
I'm just going to watch Babe Station instead.
I'm watching polar bears and just imagining black spots. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to try a bit of this chili chocolate.
Should we not all try it?
I'm a bit concerned about you trying it. That's my worry. It's like a chicken tikka masala is too spicy for Ollie Davis.
So it's kind of that thing with the cinnamon challenge where I hear everything you said.
Smells hot.
I hear everything you said and I still think I could do it though. Yeah. Even though I know I can't.
Randy, come out here and have a handful.
No. Okay, are we all going to try a piece?
It smells mostly chocolatey.
I'm going to have a tiny. You can tell
bit.
That it's pure chocolate as well because it smells like pure chocolate bit as well. Thank you very much, Martin. This is very much appreciated.
Oh, God, these are big shards.
I've picked up a much smaller shard.
This was once An egg. An Easter egg. Okay. Right. How much are you going to have?
I'm going to have half of this bit.
Having a little bit.
I'm going to have like that.
You're having half of that.
I'm going to have half of this. I'm just going to have a good like bite out of it.
Four. Okay. Okay. Three, two,
I've gone.
One. I'm swishing it around now.
It's very chunky.
Jesus Christ. That's hit me right away.
That's quite hot.
Okay.
Oh, that's delightful.
It's actually quite nice.
Although, after a while, it's got really nice heat to it, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's great for the talking. Don't eat more.
We did this at the start. We did this at the start of the show.
We should have done this right at the end.
Oh, that was excellent. Thanks, Martin.
I'm not going to drink that for a bit, actually. Oh. This is going to make it worse.
Does that make it worse?
Probably.
Got any milk? Milk lying around.
Sorry.
We ordered upstairs in the
Well, I'm glad I only had a little bit, because it wasn't too bad.
I only had a little bit. But like every part of my mouth touched.
Do you want me to fill some time for you while you do this?
What are we doing next? I've got
an email here.
Okay.
This comes from a certain...
Right. Read the email.
So I don't think you wanted this read out on the Christmas episode, but I thought we would do it here, especially because now we can try and fill for some time while you guys are trying to recover.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Howdy, gents. I'm looking for your opinion on a subject that may be considered what I believe the kids today call a hot take. I'm of the belief that a definitive face heel split of characters is outdated, and nowadays wrestlers should just be characters. Stories and angles shouldn't rely on good versus bad dynamic every single time, but should be built around the strength of wrestlers' characters. People are people. Sorry, that chocolate's made me very phlegmy.
Oh, really?
Purple or purple?
It was a terrible read, wasn't it?
Yeah. Crack on.
And everyone has good and bad traits. Fans can cheer boo whoever they like, rather than being told they should be liking. Sorry.
Oh, would you like me to read it? Rock hard over there. Rock hard man.
I swallowed some phlegm and it was very spicy.
Oh.
Of course, they can still be out-and-out faces, and if they play that character well, such as Daniel Bryan, and out-and-out heel characters, if they play that character well, such as Daniel Bryan. I've been thinking about this for a couple of years, and there have been a lot of instances of it happening correctly. Braun Strowman got accidentally over as a heel, but with traditional babyface reactions. It wasn't long after they changed his character to be more like a traditional babyface. And be stopped quite... I'm trying to read this very quickly, because it's a very long email. I'm so sorry, Pete.
Great choice of email.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, just looking for your opinion. I think wrestlers being called faces, heel, tweeners is outdated and should probably be scrapped unless you're putting shocking heel turn in a thumbnail, which will rank highly for SEO purposes.
Yes.
Help the algorithm. Best wishes from possibly your still favourite writer, Pete.
Oh, it's from Pete.
Yeah, from Nice Pete.
So he finally got in touch.
Nice Pete. He actually got in touch with me about Greg's.
That's the bigger update.
It was, yeah. Do you want me to read that message you sent me?
Well, let's first disagree with everything he said in that email.
Okay.
I think you still need... What, so you're saying that everyone... But characters are. Like, characters, you usually slot them in dimensions of morality, especially in a drama that plays out through physicality and all this. It's essentially a superhero drama as well.
Yeah, like... Avengers Infinity War is my favourite film of the year. Thanos is a heel.
Yeah.
But that has sort of... Like, he thinks he's doing the right thing.
Which is Johnny Gargano, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But I would say he's a heel, but there are very interesting. He's a complex heel.
Exactly.
Of course, there's shades of grey for everything, but I completely disagree.
It's the same way that Tony Stark is a complex babyface.
It's really close to what Vince McMahon and Triple H always say, that the era of babyfaces and heels are over, and it's just shades of grey. And that's just bad storytelling. Because when they concentrate on something, and the stuff that works is when they really double down on traditional storytelling.
That's a Vince Russo argument.
Yeah,
I think the key is making sure that everyone has a motivation, isn't it? It's not. I'm not just being like all the worst baby faces are the ones who are just out and out good for no real reason. They have to have something to fight for or something that they care about. And same with the heels. Like, if you're going to be bad and you want to win, why are you doing it? How do you do it? And that's the difference. There are shades of how you do it as well. It's not just like, how do you cheat? Do you cheat by getting a weapon and going like, you know, or trying to get a count out or running away? Are you a cowardly heel? Are you an aggressive heel? There's so many different shades to this thing. You can still be a face and a heel. You just have to have the right motivation for why you're doing anything.
I think this is too much wrestling chat.
Yeah, you're right.
So Pete also emailed in with an update about Greggs. If you don't listen to the podcast, I made a complaint about Greggs on the podcast that they don't do many vegetarian options for their sandwiches. It's just cheese salad, which is rubbish.
Greggs, famous for sausage rolls. Not enough. Not enough vegetarian options in there.
Well, they don't even have vegetarian options. Not enough of them anyway. In their pastry. Pastry.
A lot of pastry.
Anyway.
Well, one of the things we were going to do was talk about the year of 2018. And one of the things that Luke turned heel on meat.
Shocking heel turn.
Yeah. When did that happen? That was September. You just woke up one day and were like, yeah, I'm a vegetarian now.
Well,
and to your CM Punk credit, because that's exactly what Punk did on Christmas Day, no less. He texted Kofi Kingston and said, oh, I'm a vegetarian now. And he stuck to being a vegetarian.
Well, okay,
why
so
did
we're
he
not
text
on
Kofi?
My...
They're best mates.
Oh, okay. Not just like Kofi was cooking him dinner. Yeah. Just like, FYI, oh, don't want any turkey, mate.
Just screw him with it.
Yeah, that bacon's no good.
Yeah.
So I was on my honeymoon, and I just decided off the back of that that I'm just going to be vegetarian. I quite enjoy eating vegetarian food anyway. My wife's vegan, so I eat vegan throughout the week. I eat vegan usually at lunchtime, so I thought, like, you know, I may as well just be vegetarian then.
And after all the preceding months where you claim to be 80% vegan after having chicken bap after chicken bap...
Which is in the 20%.
You actually have
a treadmill
stuck.
Of baps.
You actually have stuck to the vegetarianism.
And it's been fantastic thus far, apart from when I go to Greg's and their choice of sandwiches are awful. But Marks and Spencer's do a very good no-turkey sandwich over Christmas, which is made out of soy protein, which has been lovely. So Pete said about Greg's.
Randy looks like he's going to throw up in his mouth.
Pete says, more vegetarian options are a must at Greg's. Since Newcastle is the mecca for Greg's stores, we get stuff before they're rolled out to the rest of the UK.
Rolled out. Greg's. Don't hear that.
Check this out. And we just got our first vegan option.
Whoa.
It was carrot sticks.
Oh, wow.
It was carrot sticks that you can buy in a packet.
That is Greg's going, F you guys.
Yeah, it really is.
We sell pasties.
You can put vegetables in pasties.
Yeah, but it's not tradition, is it?
There are vegetables in traditional pasties.
Yeah, but alongside meat, which is like the star of the show, like...
Well, you just find the flavour elsewhere, mate.
The main event performer. I miss the days where, like, proper businesses would... Sorry, there's a... What can I get you?
Oh, actually, can I have one out of the Beer 52 box, please? Ooh.
Can you reach it yourself?
Yes, I can. Sorry, you carry on talking.
I miss the days where large companies could base entire marketing strategies around offending half the people in the country.
Like Yorkie.
If this was 10 years ago, Greggs could honestly base a whole campaign around veggies are stupid. And just like do the whole thing, meat's where it's at. Just like, yeah, the Yorkie one's the famous one in this country. I don't know if it went over to America. McCoy's, what did they do?
Man crisps,
yeah, stuff like that. Where Yorkies was, it's not for
it's
girls.
It's not for girls, yeah.
My girlfriend at the time when that advert came out was so upset with him. Because I also...
And then she tried to eat one and realised she had a tiny little girl mouth and couldn't get it in.
It's because I
broke all her teeth.
Well, yeah, they all shattered, they fell out.
It gets even better. Because I also had, I was buying FHM at the time. And FHM
what?
Released. FHM came with.
You are at the forefront of like, you know, soyness.
Luke Owen, pinnacle,
and you used to read FHM.
Masculinity.
I was 14.
Well, that's the thing. He's had too much man, and now now he has to be vegetarian. He has to retire.
I was buying copies of FHM, you know, because it was like, you know, 1998, and that's what you did
for the articles.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, and these articles were rubbish. Mm. You bought it for the ladies that were on the cover. Like when Terry Hatcher. But anyway.
Terry Hatcher, that's a 90s.
Yeah, right?
90s one, yeah.
Lois and Clark.
Some 90s totty. Terry Hatcher.
But she came back with Desperate Housewives.
She was
also noughties totty.
Mm.
Was she?
Yeah, Desperate Housewives. That was a huge thing in the mid-noughties.
Yeah.
It was started, a huge thing.
I feel like
stretch.
It started like...
It was a huge
it's
thing.
It's hardly Game
it
of Thrones.
Start, yeah, but it started
wasn't
like...
Time.
It started cougarism, didn't it? Like, there weren't cougars before. They were just old women.
That first series, that was like... You know, that was a gold age of American TV imports in the UK. Desperate Housewives, Lost, Ugly Betty. Those are classic
Betty,
shows.
What a great reference, great show. But anyway, I bought this copy of FHM and it came with a series of Yorkie stickers. And they all had things like the girls symbol you see on the ladies with a big cross through it. And, you know, it's not for girls and things like that. And I had that with the no girls sign and it's not for girls on the back of my TV remote in my bedroom. My girlfriend absolutely hated it, and because it was across the like where you put the batteries in, she once took the backing off and threw it away so that I can have it on my TV remote. But I found it, put it back on, because I was a bloody bloke, weren't I? Bloody bloke, mate.
It sounds a lot like. Do you remember the Little Rascals? the movie. It's a great movie.
And I'm being taken the piss out of for my 90s references.
That's the Alfalfa.
Alfalfa.
Yes, we all remember the... everyone in this room, apart from Randy Datson, remembers
have
the
you
Little
not
Rascals.
Have you not seen The Little Rascals? 2019.
He hasn't seen Ghostbusters.
Yes, I have. You keep saying
he hasn't. He hasn't. The reaction there, he hasn't. He saw the
good one, right? The Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, he saw Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, he's seen that one.
He hasn't seen Ghostbusters, and he likes the Rasmus.
You know what?
Excuse me.
I hate the middle finger. The Randy Datson just did it. I hate it.
Do you
it.
Really?
I hate it.
What did you do during the 90s with Steve Austin?
Hated the bird. That's just as bad.
That's just as bad, yeah.
No, that's
more pathetic, though.
What's wrong with the middle finger?
I don't know. I think I did this, mostly. Yeah. The floppy two fingers.
Yeah. But why don't you not... What do you not like about the middle finger?
I don't
finger?
Know. It's just... I find it uncouth.
Oh, really?
I'm being serious. I'm sure everyone's got something. I'd say I'm pretty open to everything, but there's something about that just...
This, by the way.
It offends me.
I've done far too much head on this beer, by the way. I'm trying to drink through the foam, but it's not as nice.
The drinker formerly known as... Okay, so what was the next thing we were going to do?
Well, I was going to say, so last year, Ollie put together a format for this show, and this year he has not, and has left it in charge of me. So I thought...
There's more people this year. More unruly.
More delegation is what you're saying. So, do you want to do some Christmas crap gimmicks?
Sure.
Don't drink.
Come on, Randy.
Randy,
you know what a bottle is.
Do the other side.
To be fair, it's a bad. It's not a usually good.
A bad workman blames his tools.
Yeah, good point.
Can you describe it to me and its flavours, please?
We want it pronounced in German.
God.
It's from God.
Hofbräu Weihnachtsbier. So it's a Christmas beer.
Mm-hmm. Weihnacht.
So it probably tastes of pine.
Pine
and lights and tinsel.
Smells like it's got little bits of tinsel in it. It's got tiny bits of tinsel in it. And it works like Goldschlager.
Goldschlager. Now there's a drink with myths. Did you ever hear the one where it's got real bits of gold in and they will
cut your throat on the way down?
There were two versions of this. Cut your throat on the way down so that alcohol is quicker absorbed into your bloodstream. Or the chemical imbalance of the gold in your blood makes you more drunk.
Quite heavy.
Really?
Yeah, those were the two I heard. But neither are true.
No.
Goldschlager does not have real gold in.
As an update on that, you know that gin fact I gave you? Mm. I missed a part of that. It wasn't the ethanol that made people blind. It was the turpentine that they put in it that made people blind.
Well, that's bad.
Yeah.
Come on, crap gimmick.
I hope
it's as good as the character.
Sorry, I'm just checking. Is my mic still on?
Your mic is still on.
Good.
I asked you, the Swaff Nation, to send in your Christmas-based crap gimmicks. Thank you to everyone that sent one across. Can't read all of them out because I got through quite a few, but I picked out some of the best ones. The first one comes from Balafigs UK. You actually get in touch with us quite a bit on Twitter. Not that Ollie would know because he never uses it.
That sounds like a company. Balafigurines.
Or someone who has a blog. That's just about collecting Finn Balor figures.
Oh, that's specific.
But then Finn Balor's also making Legos now, which are figs, aren't they?
Mini figs. Yeah. Lego.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Legos.
Did you notice that in the Hellboy trailer?
Yeah, that
despite
was annoying.
Despite the fact that it's set in the UK, he called it Legos. Hmm. Anyway, Balor Figs UK says, "Hi Luke, Ollie and Fakedor, Merry Christmas. Hope you're doing well. Anyway, my crap gimmick is called Richter the Pain Deer.
There's a Crimbos.
Richter the Pain Deer. He comes out covered in snow with a harness wrapped around his shoulders like what a reindeer would have to stay attached to the sleigh. He has long hair like Drew McIntyre covering his face. He's 6'8". He's a dominant heel who uses reindeer-like moves. And he charges off the ropes. I know, right?
The pounce.
Yeah. He charges off the ropes for his finisher and hits a huge top of head headbutt spear, sending his opponent flying. He does not speak at all and acts like a bull.
How does that work? Top of head, headbutt spear.
Well, also
so maybe like just that part of your head hits.
But
the
off
crown.
The top rope, was it? Or he comes off the ropes and hits it.
Well, he said he hits a huge top of head, headbutt.
Oh, he charges off the ropes. I heard he jumps off the top.
Well, this is where I find it confusing.
It's a gore.
He acts like a bull, but surely he would act like a reindeer.
Yeah, but no, reindeer are whimsical and magical.
They're not mythical.
Yeah. No, it's whimsical. Not. I said whimsical and magical.
Yeah, that just makes it sound like a unicorn.
No.
I like pain deer.
Yeah, well, okay, so you'll like this then. We actually got through another suggestion with the exact same name from Pavarossi. No, it's not from Pavarossi. Sorry, it's from Ad Roz. Ads Roz. Who sends in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Pain Deer. So, we've got an option whether we want to sign Richter the Pain Deer or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Pain Deer.
Why is it called Richter?
Is that one of the...
No. No. Name the Reindeer. That's a game.
That's a game.
Dasher, yeah. Dancer, Donner and Blitzen, that's... Comet and Cupid, something and Schnitzel. Rudolph.
That's Laurie's contribution to the former. Yeah. Name the reindeer. Okay, everyone else can take over now.
I tried.
Rudolph is a big, burly dude who, as a child, was raised in the wild by reindeer after he crawled away from his parents on a trip to see Santa in Lapland. The reindeer found him as a child crying by the roadside and took him in. As he grew older, he would defend his reindeer herd from hunters with a heavy leniency towards stretch out the would-be threats.
He's like Mowgli Bambi.
Yeah, it's like Mowgli. That's Mowgli what he's Bambi. Going for here, yeah. He got his taste for stretching people when he discovered TV. He was out foraging for food and stumbled across a house and peered through the window where the young kids were watching wrestling in the living room. He would turn week after week to watch the graps. As time went on, he needed to find out his actual parents. Despite being raised by reindeer, he knew he was different and decided that people were watching the graps. Maybe his parents were. He left the cold of Lapland behind and embarked on his journey to find his real parents. And he entered into Crap Gimmick Wrestling.
I love it. I think that's really good. I particularly want all of that backstory as his Titantron. So like every time he comes out to the ring is a almost opening credits for this TV show. He's a guy who was taken in by the reindeers and he thought he was a reindeer himself. But then he looked in a TV window and saw that he's actually a human wrestler. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Pain Deer.
You've won me over.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Pain Deer.
Well, unfortunately, we've got a couple
How
of
bad
other...
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Pain Deer was.
We've got a couple of others to get through before we decide to sign Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Pain
Deer.
How was that singing?
Oh, it was something special.
Bellissimo.
Don't listen to him, he can't sing.
Mas God. Good.
Jack Dolan sends in, Hi Luke, Ollie and Laurie, Merry Christmas to you all and a happy holiday to the Swaff Nation. You asked for Christmas gimmicks on last week's ramble, so just
Randy.
Like the other holiday where gifts are exchanged, here are a bootleg knockoff wrestler, the Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, I tweeted this the other day.
The Jingle Bell Rock is a wrestler of Samoan descent who loves Christmas and laying the smack down the chimney. He often asks fans what they smell he is cooking, and it's actually homemade pumpkin pie. He also asks the millions and millions of good girls and boys what they want for Christmas. Every Christmas he proclaims, finally, the Jingle Bell Rock has come back! He sometimes teams with another wrestler who dresses as Santa, forming the Jingle Bell Rock and Stocking Connection. He has two finishes. First is the rock around the Christmas tree bottom. Second is the people's elbow, like you would put on a present. Hope you guys enjoyed the terrible puns from Jack Dolan, so I might burp. There it is.
That's so bad.
Sorry. So that was from Jack Dolan.
That
normally,
is extraordinary.
Normally voice of an angel, and then it's like... The gates of hell have opened up.
Will Height also sent in you remember Steve Austin's gimmick was originally going to be called Chili McFreeze?
No, I remember the ringmaster. Chili McFreeze.
That was one of the names they presented to him as his new character, was Chili McFreeze.
And I love it.
And that's into awful. It. Basically, he sent in Steve Austin but called him Chili McFreeze. But I do want to read this out from Will. It says, Hey Luke, Ollie, Laurie, and Santa's little helper, Andy.
That's not his name.
We just found out that my wife and I will be having our first baby in July 2019, who will no doubt be a future Pledgehammer Junior.
Congrats.
I look forward to being in a local medical facility when he or she is born. Love you guys. All the best in 2019. Sincerely, Will from the New York area. Congrats,
Cheers,
Will.
To a new Pledgehammer.
To a new Pledgehammer.
To a new Pledgehammer.
Yes.
And the birth of a thing. Child is secondary to that.
Absolutely. This comes in from Greg Taylor. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Toronto. This is crossover Kris Kringle. His character is schizophrenic.
Oh, we're still doing... I was still doing crap gimmicks.
Well, I'll be honest, it's not as good as the other one, so I may not read it. Yeah. So do you want to sign?
I think you should do it because we'll never get to do it. There's like we'll have to wait a year to do
it. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Do that one.
Okay. Well, let's see where we find.
We'll see how far we get through it.
Okay. This character is a schizophrenic Santa Claus. He is somewhere between Mankind and Doink the Clown, where he constantly crosses back and forth between babyface and heel, like the bad Santa movie character, due to a sugar imbalance. He is introduced hailing from the popularity poll, or the polarity poll, I should say. His dress is a Santa suit, either disheveled or as shiny, depending on his side of his personality going to the ring. He is always accompanied by costumed elves, who also have diverse personalities. The heel bad Santa is accompanied by grumpy elves, who sneer at the crowd, and the good Santa is escorted by cheery elves who pass candy canes out to the crowd. His theme music is comprised of Christmas carols that are also mashed up, sounding out light and peppy. The carols are then slowed down to mid-song to something more deep and morose, only then to be returned to normal speed and back again, a la Doink the Clown. His babyface personality is Kringle, is the technical wizard. He yells ho 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 and touches his nose before setting up his finishing move, the gift wrap, a small package driver. After the match, he reveals his opponents a small gift wrapped present in the ring to show there are no hard feelings. The heel side of Kringle's personality is, of course, the consummate rule breaker. He yells at his elves all match it before setting up his finisher, the stocking stuffer, which is a mandible claw with a Christmas stocking over his arm instead of a sock. After the match, he grabs coal out of another stocking and one of the elves hands it to him and drops into his final opponent. Thanks for reading, all the best, 2019, G. Taylor.
I
did tell you.
For podcast listeners, I was mainly watching Laurie eat more chili.
How was it?
Brisk.
Like a hot winter's day.
Like a hot winter's day.
So, would you like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Jingle Bell Rock?
Jingle Bell Rock!
It's Jingle Bell Rock. That is Jingle an extraordinary, Bell. Like, just delve deep into the concept and really made it crap at every turn.
Yeah,
really I think that's a very special submission.
Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell Rock, congratulations. Yes. Our first ever Christmas crap gimmick signee.
And potentially some exciting crap gimmick news for 2019. We won't say anything here. It's just little tease.
It's working in the background.
It's exciting.
Shall we open up our first presents that were sent to us? I mean, our first and only present that was sent to us by the Swaff Nation. We have had other presents sent to us, but they haven't arrived in time.
Okay. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay.
So this one was sent to us by the mayor of Painesville, Dan, a very, very loyal pledgehammer. So loyal, he came all the way from Germany to Wrestling MediaCon, one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
We should have prepped the opening of this.
Well, we'll do it on air. Oh, it's an unboxing video.
It's an unboxing. Actually, someone
That's
did send us.
That's a popular format.
Someone did send on Patreon asking if we're going to do a WrestleCrate unboxing for this month because it's really good.
Oh, I haven't had it yet.
But I know, and we're not going to record it before the year is out, so sorry not.
So yeah, not that we rank the
Pledgehammers
fans, but Dan did travel from Germany to see us.
Dan has also...
And he's also sent us some Christmas presents here.
While you're opening that...
So I think even the Swaff Nation recognise that he is the best of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a lovely human being as well.
He's also sent us a video.
Has he?
Oh, should I get out of the way?
Yeah.
Oh, is it going to play up there?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, let me just quickly amend the sound so it comes out of the TV. One second.
This will go smoothly.
Do you want this or should I dart it to you? Shall I open all the
open
knives
it
and
throw,
then throw it?
Like a shuriken.
A what?
A shuriken.
What's a shuriken?
So a ninja throwing star?
Yeah.
Shuriken. Shuriken.
So there he is. Let's move these.
It's me, the mayor of Painesville, Dan, and I wish all of you of the Thrift Nation a very Merry Christmas. So, 2018 has been an incredible year for WrestleTalk and the Thrift Nation. We all got together at Wrestling MediaCon in September in Manchester, and later, last month, some of us joined Ollie, Luke, and Laurie at Beyond the Mat in the Prince Charles Cinema.
Not Dan,
and that's not all.
Randy Werner.
The Rambler has improved with a new studio, and well, Andy Dustin got signed. And
he laughed at you.
He's the best.
Stuff,
he's
and the nicest I'm very sure guy. In 2019, Mr. Talk will treat us with even better stuff. We also got the website with trivia questions now, and awesome news and an incredible host of writers. So same for the magazine. So I'm really looking forward to 2019, and 2018 has been a great year. And, well, in the true spirit of Christmas, WrestleTalk has left no Christmas wish open. Apart from coming to 16 karat gold, maybe. 16 karat gold.
16 karat gold, mate, we're going.
In Germany, over.
It's not my decision.
Okay,
I want to go. I'm going to
never mind. So that was my little Christmas message. I hope I see you guys wherever we meet at some wrestling events also. And have a nice start in 2019. And hello? Okay. Wow. Okay.
Well, that's the demon.
That was it for me, but I've just received word that someone very, 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 very special wants to talk to you, has never appeared in front of an audience before. So please be kind to him and let's hear what he has to say. Ho ho ho! Santa Claus! I hope my physical present has arrived in time, guys.
I love his little wispy curly.
It wouldn't be.
He's got like little rabbi hairs.
But at least one last special treat for you guys and the entire Zwerf Nation. So, without any further to do, let's kick it in. Yeah.
Yeah! Yes! This might make the money the video demonetized though.
Who cares? Keep talking over it though.
We didn't know how to take this.
What?
That's the Weird Al version.
Rains, Mortar, Miz, and Samoa Joe. Liz, Jane, Dixon, Undertaker, Television. And Jonathan Ellis, a big show.
This is wicked.
As well as this.
And these little onions. Bubba Ray, Luke Owen.
Yes.
Right there in your eyes.
Big up as a song for the Rock Rain Johnson. Rest of Talk is on fire. Grandma's Day and Night, the famous Rest of Talk is on fire. No, we can't deny it, got the heart, let's deny it. Lovely, Kelly Mysterio, Shane McMahon, Nikki Bella,
there is still a minute, there's 2 minutes left.
Yeah, that's not shot, long.
B-team, go. Kimbella, Bonner,
Tom and Rell has got the opening to Dallas.
What are the moves?
Wrestling World War H, Rev, Broken, Tokyo,
we still checking, never stop. Wrestling Talk is on fire. Every day and night,
Wrestle Talk's on fire.
No, we can't deny it,
cause the heart is dying.
He's got an extra syllable out of eyes there that I really appreciate.
We are nobody to comment on timing of songs.
No, absolutely not.
This is so much better than TLC.
I like it. This is the best thing all year.
Oh, it's great.
Amazing. That's incredible.
What a special team.
Oh, Dan.
That's the best.
Look at that guy.
That's not Matthew from Botchamania.
No, it's his brother from an illegitimate fling that Matthew's dad obviously had in the German.
He's also called Matthew Botchamania, but Botchamania is a German surname.
God, that was great. We are never going to top that. We're never going to top that for the rest of this episode.
But we're going to try. Don't turn off. it affects the algorithm. So that Dan, this could take a sinister turn now, where Dan sends us a beloved one's head.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
So here it goes. It's opening the box. How do they do unboxing videos?
We do them like
you normally
do
them from the top. You normally do it from the top down.
There's usually. A lot of.
Let's all throw it
aside. A lot of stuff thrown in the way. Okay. Yeah. Oh, stop. Oh, stop. We've got a.
Randall.
We've got a thing here. Is that all part of one thing? Okay.
Do you want to let go of that?
I'm gonna hold the glasses in case.
There you go, Randall.
Is there anything else in there? Is it just this?
I don't know, man.
I'm not saying is it just this. I'm sure it's very good.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
no, that's it.
That whole box.
Good job there was no alcohol in there.
Wow.
Oh, hello.
Nice.
That whole box was for this tinier box, which has a sleeve.
Surprisingly inefficient packaging from a jam.
Yeah, remove the sleeve.
Oh, I think you might want to turn it upside down.
Okay.
It's upside down.
Okay. So it's a box.
It's a nice
inside
box.
Inside the box.
Yeah.
Green gunk.
Opening. It says, keep it a surprise. And there's a
letter.
A message here. Merry Christmas. Merry Wrestle Christmas. Dear Ollie Davis, dear Luke Owen, dear Laurie Blake, dear Andy Datson, and dear entire WrestleTalk writing team under the guidance of James Dixon. They're called the WrestleTikes. I really hope you like the present I have for you because I... Should I read it in Dan's accent?
No, absolutely not.
Because I strongly believe...
That's not even Dan's accent.
That's not you.
Hey, I'm good at accents, guys.
Terrible accents.
Never have I been such a fan of something. Friends and family know me as someone who does not do many activities and does not spend a lot of money for his hobbies, but that all changed when WrestleTalk came into my life and rinsed me dry. That's my own bit there. My joy is endless when I watch your videos and read your articles from YouTube to the magazine to the website... and also the Discord channel. I'm proud to be a pledge hammer and also very proud to be a moderator, and hopefully I can support WrestleTalk even more in the future. But that is not why you earn this. Making me happy is just a small piece in your body of work. You do way bigger things.
Bigger things?
Bigger things. Well, that's... We ask for money a lot.
Every episode opens with support us. Yeah. Please click something.
A buck a month.
Please.
It's all we ask.
It's amazing. People chant that. It's like... The idea of giving us money is embedded in everything. The idea
like
of me presenting you with this came to me at the Wrestling MediaCon. Another fan came to Luke and me and expressed how much impact your work has had on his life. Since then, these messages increased. Some get to me via the Discord private messages. Other got read out to you on the podcast. It warms my heart that a small wrestling brand can positively impact so many people's lives. Cultaholic doesn't. First, I had the idea to come to the Beyond the Mat screening in disguise to reveal myself and present it to you.
That was when we did
a screening in Leicester Square of a movie last month.
I would have marked out.
That would have been incredible, massively.
The fact that I couldn't make it is a little bit sad, but it helped me realise that would have been too much about me. It's fine. And I want you guys and the audience to realise this award is all about the things you've done for all of us. 2018 has been an epic year for WrestleTalk. MediaCon, a war with another inferior rubbish YouTube channel, maybe I added some of those words in, a masked hero appearing.
This guy right here.
Signing a full-time writer, Randy off camera there.
Oh, Randall,
launching the website and the Discord. WrestleTalk is something very unique. I cannot find the right words for this, but thank you. Thank you so much. Heart emoji, Dan.
God,
and he's written Mayor of Painesville, a real Dan's Dan. Daniel Scheitmeyer, always the bridesmaid. Here's the bride.
Schachtmeyer.
I can't. That's why we don't say his last name.
Oh, would you look at this?
And
crazy.
He's gifted us a penis-shaped glass. Award. That is lovely.
That's lovely. It's got all of our names on it.
Ollie Davis, Luke Owen, Laurie Blake, James Dixon, and fittingly, Randy Datson.
Randall Datson. We'll get the R put on for you, Andy.
Ah,
that is a beautiful. That's amazing.
Oh, that's incredible.
Was the money in the
And thank you so much for your very kind words.
It's still in the post.
Thank you so much. That's amazing.
It does warm my heart, actually, a little bit, things like this. We get a lot of emails in from
that's
people
awesome.
Who, like, you know, say that the our stupid little show does help them. And it's really nice to hear from that, actually. So thank you so much, Dan. We try to do our doofy little bit of nonsense.
Also, at the top, it is the SWAFT Award for extremely hard work and dedication to make us fans happy.
Yeah. Aww. Thank you so much, man.
I'm going to celebrate like Shane McMahon.
Go on.
Celebrate for get 4 minutes sweaty. Straight.
You need to be sweatier.
You're never going to catch me.
Oh, well, thank you so much, dude. That's amazing. Thank you very much.
That is so sweet.
It's very, very sweet.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
How are you guys doing for drinks? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'll have another.
I mean, I can get to
please.
The point where I'm going to have another drink.
What would you like, sir? I have...
Is that that's the German spirit, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was concerned we wouldn't have enough content to fill an hour. We've got so much left.
Ahoy.
Yeah. And we're 50 minutes in.
Are we really 50 minutes in?
My phone's
Let's
gonna
keep
die.
Going.
That's not
alcohol. You can have that. That's an energy drink.
Yeah, that's a fake drink. Okay, should we try some of this? I've got some extra glasses
Glauvine.
Here for the spirit.
Yeah.
Because this is Marcel's gift.
Yes, we have. Yeah, okay, we'll have that. But you got to warm that up, haven't you?
Do you?
Yeah, I think that's the one you've got to warm up.
What were in the instructions?
Warm it up. We're going to put it in the percolator.
We can crumble chili into it.
Don't open that up.
I'm never
going
near the chili again.
Okay.
So it might just have to
Is that all the beer from there then? So we're on to the beer 52.
Unless we have it cold.
The beer 52 reserve.
No, you can't have it.
But there's only two bottles left in the beer 52 reserve, so I've already had one of the cans.
It's important.
Oh, there's a one can there actually. It was the lime one.
Is that box empty?
Yeah, we drank all that one.
What have you got there?
Bottle opening. The Belgium Farmhouse.
Oh, there's another bottle here, actually. It's the Milkshake IPA Paradise.
Milkshake IPA?
Can I have the milkshake one?
I've got a milkshake IPA. I'm going to go for a milkshake IPA.
I want I'll have wild beer, then.
I want the Kalice Coulee.
Wild beer. Wild beer. Wild beer. Come on, Randy. Wrestle talk of What were the rest of the lyrics?
Rambling day and night to the fans' delight. Wrestle talks on fire.
So
something,
much time
something,
must have been put into
the cultaholic.
So
rubbish.
What a nice guy.
This is a rosé tint to this.
Do you want to do Secret Santa gifts?
We could do secret. Or was that the main event?
This looks
delicious.
We do
the main event. That can be the main event.
In which case, then it's time for a Christmas quiz.
What?
Yeah, it's Christmas quiz. Andy, get your pen and paper ready.
Oh, is Andy playing too?
Andy's playing as well.
I thought you were going to say something different there.
There you go.
Okay. Right. We're doing
the slight mispronunciation. Randy, get your penis out.
There you go.
We're doing
a life drawing collage.
So good for podcasts. So we're going to give you enough time as possible, Swaff Nation people watching us. If you want to go get yourselves a pen and paper, play along at home. Let us know how well you do in the comments. There is a prize at the end of this.
Is there?
Yeah, there is
another Santa hat.
It's not another Santa hat. It's not.
You don't get Randy a Santa hat.
Oh, we did talk about this at the start of the episode.
There you go.
I've already.
Sorted.
You've got a hat underneath your hat.
I'll be honest
with
you.
If I just kept doing it and there was more hats.
I'll be honest with you, it's because I knew that would happen.
All of the masks falling to the ground.
Cool to wear a Santa hat. So I knew Andy would get one anyway, and I wasn't going to spend an extra pound for a Santa hat that wasn't going to get
used.
Yeah,
you don't want to lose that pound.
No,
but look how much of a knobby looks like. Look how much of a knobby. Why wouldn't I want to wear...
Do you want to just come in front of the camera and put your...
Put my knob in.
Yeah. No. Not, don't worry about that. That'll get us demonetized.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, are we all ready for a Christmas quiz?
Or uploaded to another site. Go on.
Christmas quiz. So, these are general Christmas-based questions. I have not split these out into rounds like I did last year. I did not have enough time.
So they're not wrestling questions?
No, they're Christmas-based questions.
Oh, right.
They're Christmas questions.
It's not a Harry Potter quiz, Randy.
Right, no, there are no Harry Potter questions.
I'm going to use this as the divider so you can't see.
God, what is he set? What is he doing?
For podcast listeners, it's a glass trophy. We've been
It's got a mild kaleidoscopic.
Well, I'd imagine that people listening to this podcast know that this is not.
This is a write-off.
This is a write-off. Absolute write-off.
This is not for you guys.
I've been belching into the microphone. It's awful audio. This is the worst audio ever. Right, okay, so question number one.
It's like Slimer.
Question number one is also five questions, technically. Because.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, classic loop.
What was the Christmas number one in 1991?
Why 91?
Okay. 1991. What was the Christmas number one in the UK in 1991?
4 years before I was born.
Don't care.
Shut up. That's not true.
You're not even on camera.
You were born in the 70s.
What was the Christmas number one in 1993?
I'm just going to write the same.
Hang on.
So this is 1A and 1B, you would say.
Well, yeah. Or question two, you could ask. What was Christmas number one in 1995 in the UK?
Bloody hell.
To give you a clue, none of them are Christmas based.
Ah, right. Well, that means one of my first two. Right. Gary Jules.
What was the Christmas number one in 2003?
Okay, well that's...
Hang on, I'm like one question behind.
Which one would you like?
Oh no, I know what the years are. I'm making up answers. It's fun.
I had a feeling that Laurie Blake would do this because you see Laurie Blake is too cool.
He doesn't like quizzes. How many are there? There's 5 are there.
We do quizzes so much, Laurie. You I and know. I every time we I get know. Together with our friends we end up doing
and
a
I,
quiz.
I'm bullied into doing stupid quizzes all the stupid time.
You shouldn't have made friends with all of us then that love doing quizzes.
Realistically, you all glommed onto me.
Actually, that's very true. In all fairness, I was late to that party.
Yeah.
I'm already
glommed. By proxy, yeah. Because my wife was friends with you.
Have we ever gone into that? Why, like, how Laurie came on board?
My wife used to live with him.
It was shrouded in kayfabe mystery.
Yeah. So, my wife, when she moved to London, lived with Laurie.
And they went to uni together.
They went to university together. And that's how I know Laurie Blake. I've known him for a number of years now.
You've known a professional green screen host, wrestling enthusiast, Laurie Blake,
yes,
for years and years and years.
Yep.
And we searched for 6 months.
Yes, okay.
For someone who could fill in for you when you went on holiday.
Here, okay.
And on the, not kidding, like the week before you went, after we'd had a bunch of people for screen tests, and we're like, oh, maybe we could use this guy. You went, oh, I could ask Laurie. I was like, oh, the guy from the stag do. Why? Has he got any experience? And you were like, oh, he can edit. And I was like, okay, let's bring him in. Maybe that's a good thing.
Randy. This is a beautiful story about me.
Yeah. Always as an editor, Laurie comes in, like just does a professional green screen thing. The only feedback I gave was, can you shout?
be louder.
You can just do all you did, but just shout.
Okay, so the story behind this is...
He's a professional. He's like, oh yeah. And after that, I thought you'd never green screen before in your life. But I was like, wow, he's a natural. But then like you said like a few weeks later, oh yeah, look, here's me in this like 15 million viewed video and this one.
Okay, so the reason why I did suggest Laurie is because he's a very busy man. He's an in-demand guy. doing work for other people, I thought,
not so much this year. It's been very quiet.
I thought that my reasons were three-pronged. A, we can't afford him. B, he's too busy. C, he won't want to do it. And D, I was almost too afraid to ask him because he's too cool.
But there was beer. So.
Anyway, where Laurie we get to?
That's Laurie arrived.
So, what was the UK Christmas number one in 2009? Look at the answers.
Sorry, I just wanted to see the year is what I wanted to see.
2003 was the one previous to that.
Okay.
Well, I think... I think I've got a really good go at three of these.
Okay.
I just need... Okay, I've got a name.
So 2003 was number four, right?
Yes, it was.
Just checking.
Okay, so that was...
No, that wasn't her name.
Technically question number one, I suppose. What? Well, okay, do you want to... Okay, we'll do it from Chris... We'll do it, yeah. Okay.
So one, it's 91, 93, 95, 2003, 2009.
Okay, question number six.
Any of these things.
Question number six. What did my true love give to me on the ninth day of Christmas?
So this song has been ruined for me. My friends go to the darts every year at Alexandra Palace, which is just an excuse to drink for about 9 hours.
No idea what that's like.
And they always get the coach, like you get a coach back to the tube station and then you go out somewhere else. And they said 1 year, I've seen the video, everyone in Ali Pali, which is huge, was singing on the so-and-so day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. But every single entry was gold rings.
it's the Royal Rumble buzzer, isn't it?
It was. Yeah. But it was like, on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
five gold rings.
No, you don't go big. You go five gold rings.
There
you go, 12 gold rings. 12 gold rings. Yeah. But then when you get to five gold rings, the place goes crazy. Yeah. Where everyone does five, like doing Randy Orton poses.
Okay, I'll be honest with you, it's not gold rings. That's not the
answer. Yeah, so nine
is the one I'm after.
I think it's, okay.
Question number seven. When did Queen Elizabeth II give her first televised Christmas message?
Jesus.
Excuse me.
You know I can't burp. Have I ever told you that?
You can't burp.
Oh, yeah, it's a fun fact about him. He can't burp. He's done it twice in, like, the 8 years I've known him.
What do you do with the gas?
I poop myself.
Okay, yeah, fine. It just forces it out quicker. Yeah. If anything.
No, it's apparently
you've had to reinforce the U-bend.
Apparently it comes out such a thing. I was raised not allowed to pass wind.
Right.
My dad's really weird about any gas. And he'll go to the toilet. I've never heard him fart. But
Do you think it comes out as dad things, like I mean, dad's just make that sort of bumbling dad noise. That's him passing wind.
No. He'll go upstairs, wait till everyone's left the house, and then he'll do a.
Question number eight.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
But the potency of that.
What was number three? I got distracted by the burp.
Number three.
So I've done.
What's after the
first five ones are 1A through to
I don't know if it's that one. I don't know.
Oh, right, okay, well, the next question then is where was A Christmas Carol written?
The Queen, wasn't it?
Where
A Christmas
was A
Carol?
Christmas Carol written? Where?
Well, like, where did Dickens actually sit down and write it?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say the one that everyone knows.
Are we saying this is nine dads?
What was the previous question?
When did Queen Elizabeth II give her first televised Christmas message?
I'll guess that.
19 something.
Which of these companies was first to use Santa Claus in an advert? Was it 7-Up, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, or Fanta?
This sounds like a trap.
Yeah, it sounds like a trap.
What are the ones again?
7-Up, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Fanta.
So of course, I think we can I should really amend
that to brand as well, because some of those companies are the same one, because like Pepsi owns 7-Up and
Coca-Cola owns Fanta.
Fanta, yeah. So it's, which of these brands was the first to use Santa in its advertisement?
Okay. Well, Fanta didn't exist before Coca-Cola was doing its thing, surely. Who knows? Pepsi?
Okay, so my next question is, I'm going to give you an option. Do you want the easier version or the tougher version?
Tougher version.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In Muppet Christmas Carol...
Oh, no.
In Muppet Christmas Carol, which Muppet plays Tiny Tim?
You do.
Oh.
You could have had the easier version.
Stupid frog one.
I don't know his name.
Frog.
You should do.
Flipping frog.
I mean,
one.
I know his name.
What? You mean like how...
You,
how,
with the laptop and the Google.
No, I knew his name anyway.
Oh, I'm amazing, look at me.
He had a single in the charts.
Siri told me.
In what charts?
I think the US charts, in the Billboard one, top 100.
He ranked
quite high
at number 23 on the Billboard charts.
He is
not
rank.
Know his name.
That's how I feel about him. He's just is rank.
Muppet baby.
Stupid the frog.
Kermit Jr.
I'm gonna write something that I won't say because they'll involve a bleep.
He's a darker shade of green, isn't he? Mm. Why are they not having like? Why is it only frogs or pigs that come out of that relationship? Why is it not a weird frog pig?
He had a very famous song called
Man Bear Frog Pig.
I'll have you know. Okay. Do you want the easier version of it?
What is it?
Yeah,
the easier version is in Muppet Christmas Carol. Who plays Charles Dickens?
It's Fassbender, isn't it?
Now, in this next question, for those of you who are infamous with the Swaff Nation and the videos we put out, is a question I asked in last year's Christmas special, and Ollie Davis got it wrong, and he was really annoyed at himself, so I thought I would do it again. Where is It's a Wonderful Life set? It's Ollie Davis's favourite movie.
Not just Christmas movie. Favourite movie ever. Favourite movie ever. It's a masterpiece.
Next question. Who sang We're Walking in the Air for the Snowman?
Oh, I actually know
this
that
is
one.
A trick question.
The version.
The version that everyone sings or the actual version in the movie?
The version that everyone knows.
Okay.
If you were to Google We're Walking in the Air, this is the name that would come up.
Because, fun fact, before the answer's revealed, that was only made popular by that kid singing the advert version. He's not in the film.
Okay. Right. Well, I will stand corrected on
okay.
That. Next question. What is the name of the... what is the trademark nickname of Harry and Marv in Home Alone?
Ooh. How many questions are there?
There's a couple more to go.
Cool, because... I'm running out of creative solutions to not knowing the answer.
You've just done funny ones, haven't you?
Of course he has. That's what he does.
Pretty much.
Who sang Little Drummer Boy with Bing Crosby? You should know this because we were playing it before we came in. What is the name of Buddy the Elf's half-brother?
Half-brother?
Oh, I watched this film the other day.
I watched it on Sunday.
I literally wasn't paying attention.
I cry at this movie.
So do I.
when do you cry?
When they all sing at the end.
Yeah. It's a happy, overwhelming feeling.
It really is. Particularly when James Caan starts singing.
Yeah.
And Santa flies over them. Spoilers for Elf.
Buddy the Elf's... Ah, right. Okay, so you mean the kid.
Yeah. Next question. Who stars opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger in Jingle All the Way? So you can say who was the antagonist of that movie.
It's the guy who's the postman, right?
That's right. But who played him?
I'm just going to be borderline racist.
Andy Tatson. When Ross cannot get a Santa outfit in Friends, what does he dress up as? Oh, look at that. Bang, straight in there. Ollie Davis.
My girlfriend will not stop watching this on Netflix.
Tom Jones sang Baby It's Cold Outside with which singer?
Do I get extra points for what band she belongs to?
No.
I've written it down just in case you need to know.
I will appreciate it nonetheless. And lastly, according to legend...
20 questions you've done.
Yes.
I've got 19.
I've got 19.
Oh, because you did the easy and the hard version.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. According to legend, who did the darkness have a bet with about Christmas time, don't let the bells end? According to legend, who did the darkness have a bet with about Christmas time, don't let the bells end?
I don't know.
It was between two bands, I'll give you this, about who would be the first person to release a song with bell end in the title.
I only know that it didn't make number one that year because Bo Selector did.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, okay. Have we all got our answers?
Yes, I've got my answers.
Do you want to swap papers?
I'm not sure anyone can read my writing, but it's fine.
Give yours to give yours to Andy Datsun.
This is a joke.
What is a joke?
I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred.
Save it for when we're doing the marking.
Okay, so what was the Christmas number one in the UK in 1991?
Well, I've put the same answer for this one and the next one, which is I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Okay.
I thought that was
95. So Andy Datson has put Bananarama.
Bananarama?
Yeah, I Will Always Love You.
I'm afraid the correct answer was Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Because it went number one after Wayne's World.
That's, yeah. No, that was 1992.
It's not I'm Too Sexy, which is what I...
Oh, was that when Freddie Mercury died then?
Yes.
Right.
It's actually the only song to be the Christmas number one twice in its original version.
Wait till Mariah.
What was the Christmas number one in 1993?
I think it's I'll Always Love You.
Ollie put Earth Song. Andy
Earth
Song.
Earth Song. Yeah,
read the answers for the person.
I Will Always Love You, Ollie.
Laurie got Christmas Is Coming, Look Busy by Aunt Pajamas.
And the Bangarangs.
And the Bangarangs.
I'm afraid it was Mr. Blobby by Mr. Blobby in 1993.
No! When was my one number one? I thought that was a cert.
What was the Christmas number one in 1995? Ollie Davis, what has Laurie Blake got?
Magic Stockings by St. Nick.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Andy has written Whitney Houston.
I Will Always Love You.
It was Earth Song by Michael Jackson.
He also did not write I Will Always Love You. Andy Datson's just written the name of the band, not the song.
Rubbish.
By the way, what time is your wife getting to this building?
6 o'clock.
Okay, that's in 3 minutes.
In 3 minutes. We need to rattle through this. What was number one in 2003?
Maybe Mad World by Gary Jules.
That's what Ollie's written.
Will Young.
But Laurie's read A Mad World by That Soy.
That guy.
Oh, that guy.
It is Mad World. I'll accept by that guy.
Hey!
And what was
my only point?
And what was number one in 2009?
I've got All I Want for Christmas is Boobs by Flo Rida here.
What has Andy got?
Umbrella.
Umbrella.
Hallelujah by Alexander Burke.
Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, that was that year. Yeah.
What did my true love give to me on the ninth day of Christmas?
Ladies dancing.
Ladies dancing is the correct answer.
I put Lords are Leaping.
That's 8.
That's 11, isn't it? 11 Lords are Leaping.
When did Queen Elizabeth II give her first televised Christmas message?
54?
He put 54.
I think I got 51. Laurie's got 46.
57.
Ah!
1957.
I picked a number.
Where was A Christmas Carol written?
A chair?
Laurie will not accept that.
Laurie's written on paper.
I'll not accept
Bleak
that.
Bleak House Broadstairs.
Sorry?
Bleak House Broadstairs.
Bleak House. Generally.
Oh. It might be Charles Dickens, when he sat down to write it, might have been in Bleak House, the building.
Okay, I mean, well, I imagine okay, it's
well,
a
the answer I was looking for was London.
I asked you that.
Oh.
I said specific. Yeah.
I said, what, you mean when he sat
down and
wrote
the whole thing in London?
In London.
Did he never leave? Come on, have any ideas outside of London?
Okay.
Stupid question.
What about the brand one?
Which of these brands was the first to use Santa? Was it 7-Up, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, or Fanta?
7-Up I've got here.
I've got Pepsi for Laurie.
I've got 7-Up.
It's Coca-Cola. It wasn't a trick question at all.
Why did you do that?
Damn it.
In A Muppet Christmas Carol, who plays Tiny Tim?
Laurie's written Stupid the Frog.
The little hook nose one, as Andy's written.
Gonzo.
No. That's the next one.
It was Robin. Yeah. Robin the Frog.
Robin's
played
not
Tiny
frog.
Tim. Well, and Robin's if you want who played Charles Dickens, it was Gonzo the Great.
Not Michael Fassbender, as Laurie has written.
No. Fassbender. Not Michael Fassbender. Fassbender.
One name. Like Madonna. Yeah.
Where is It's a Wonderful Life
set?
Just
the Fass.
The future, the pretend one, though, is what Laurie's
Bedford written. Falls.
Bognor Regis.
It is Bedford Falls.
Which I got right this year.
You got right this year. Who sang We're Walking in the Air for the Snowman?
Alan Jones.
Some dick.
Michael Keaton.
Alid Jones. Is the right.
You crossed out Alid Jones.
I know. I didn't think it was funny enough.
What is the trademark nickname of Harry and Marvin Home Alone? Is it something you can read
I've got twats written here.
Wet Bandits.
Laurie hasn't got much different with the Finger Bangers.
It is the Wet Bandits. Who sang Little Drummer Boy with Bing Crosby?
Bieber.
Bieber.
Laurie wrote Bill Cosby.
Bowie.
David Bowie is the right answer. What is the name of Buddy the Elf's half brother?
Charlie the MILF.
Stan.
Legolas.
It was Michael.
He's an elf.
Who stars opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger in Jingle All the Way?
He's written Natalie Portman.
You idiot.
Laurie's gone B.A. Burke.
Oh, if only.
What Cuba Gooding Jr.
It was Sinbad. The comedian Sinbad. When Ross cannot get a Santa outfit in Friends, what does he dress up as?
Go on.
Laurie's gone armadillo, comma, holiday.
Holiday armadillo.
And Andy Scott?
Dick Druid.
It is the holiday armadillo. The holiday armadillo. Tom Jones sang Baby It's Cold Outside with which singer?
Keris Matthews.
Annie Lennox.
Pitbull.
Pitbull it was. Keris Matthews. Of which band?
The Cardigans.
That's Catatonia, you idiot.
Got confident.
And according to legend, who did the Darkness have a bet with about Christmas time? Don't let the bells end.
The Kooks.
Genghis Khan.
Lucifer or Elon Musk?
I'm afraid it was the Kaiser Chiefs. So score up and see who the winner is. I'm pretty sure it's Ollie Davis.
Andy, I don't think you got any right.
That's a surprise. No, I got the ladies dancing.
Oh, you got ladies dancing. Yes, of course you got two.
I just got into
crossing things off.
Well done.
Laurie got 3 out of 10. There
you go. You got one.
I had a good run there in the middle.
You did.
Where are you off to?
Let's go get the prize.
Oh, there's a prize.
I did say there was a prize.
Oh, God, that made me
cry. I wasn't paying attention.
That made me cry in a manly way because I won. And I was humble. This is the prize. This has been sitting in our office for a while.
I'll move back, shall I?
Oh, wow, so I won this. Yes. Christ alive, Luke. How am I meant to
have
open
fun
this?
Taking it home?
Yeah, I've got to.
I'll be honest, it's probably going to stay here.
I think it's wrestling related.
Can I have the
knife boy?
I'll also be honest, this was what I thought would be a really funny joke, and then it cost me £40. So
what?
I hope that the joke pays off.
£40?
Yeah, I know. I didn't realise until after I paid for it, and I thought, actually, that's quite a lot of money.
Things you don't want to flick
podcast listeners,
like knives.
Just dropped the knife.
He didn't drop the knife, he flicked the knife at himself.
I think I cut myself. This is
when I think about you, I cut myself.
Okay, flip it round. Okay, so we're
open. We'll open it that end. Yeah,
let's
bring it up.
Jesus,
this
is going to be
bring it round. Bring it round.
Okay.
Especially because it's resting on my mic.
It is. Oh my lord!
Oh!
This is, I believe, a life-size cutout model of Nikki Bella.
Boy.
So, there's her face. Everyone would have seen that before I saw it. Wow.
Just saw her midriff.
That's how it looks.
Yeah. So we used to have a life-size standee of China in the old studio that got ruined in Pigeongate. So I thought I would replace that. I nearly got, because I thought you would win the quiz. So I nearly bought a Nia Jax one. But then I thought it's in poor taste given the year that she's had. So I thought this one might be better.
Great. There she is.
Would you like to please erect Nikki Bella?
I will erect her.
Do not knock over anything. Jesus Christ. She got any green on her? Can she go on the green screen? Wow. Okay.
She looks great.
She looks phenomenal.
She looks great.
She's
The bottom just fell out of her.
This is a difficult thing to have. And not get distracted in the studio. The TV's gone.
I know. Sorry, I'm going to fix that now.
Okay.
So there you go. That was your prize for winning the Christmas quiz.
Well done, Luke, for putting that together for us.
Well done.
Very,
for playing
very welcome.
Properly,
I hope
Ollie.
You enjoy your prize. Your very distracting prize. It was expensive enough.
Yeah. Well. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Is that how tall she is in real life?
Are they life size?
Camera.
According to the standees that they release, yeah.
All right, you should have got me an Apollo Crews one then, so I could prove to everyone that he's actually short.
He doesn't have a standing.
He's short.
Come on now.
Oh,
sure.
Think. It's worrying that Nikki Bella probably readily has a standing. You should have got me a pillow version.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Andy's done a very good job of getting that sorted.
Along with
job about getting the whole studio messy. It's what he's done.
Yeah.
What a mess you've made.
Mess in here,
Careful with Nikki. She's
dear God. She's not going to be in shot. Oh, it's just going to cut off her.
Okay, yeah.
Her pants.
I know, it's just about in shot.
What, her head is?
Yeah.
Well, great.
There you go.
That's
your lifestyle. You can actually take that home if you want, or you can keep it here. It's up to you.
It'll fit in with our decor of other. It's SummerSlam all over again.
She's always here.
She's just not gone home.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. Well, so let's do Secret Santa then.
It's time for the last segment of the show, which is Secret Santa. We've all done Secret Santa. Everyone's kind of worked out who they've got.
I haven't yet.
So this is my one, isn't it?
Oh, thank you very
much. Ollie.
How did you know this was mine?
They've got name things.
Oh, Laurie told you. Okay.
I wonder who you got.
Look how beautifully wrapped this is.
Cheers, Datsun, for
wrapping
it for me. Cheers,
Datsun. Do you want to come round so you can open up your presents?
Yeah, you go first. You go first.
Yeah, come round.
I'll move Nikki along.
This has become ridiculously crowded in just one gift.
You're welcome.
She's so attractive.
Thank you very much.
She's very close.
Are we opening first?
Yeah, you're
charisma, on
first. The charisma.
He oozes it. Describe.
What does it say on the front?
It says, to Randy, love Santa.
Aww.
Ah, so Santa was your secret Santa. Ah.
Thank you very much. Oh, it's a Hermione Granger Lego. Creepy.
That's nice.
That's terrifying.
That is terrifying. Let's get it. There you go.
Yeah.
It's a Lego brickhead. She is
one of my favourite characters. Thank you very much. I do like Harry Potter. So
So they've modelled that on the 11-year-old version of Hermione.
Yeah.
So no.
God's sake.
Bad Andy.
Thank you very much.
Bad.
Santa.
Put it down.
Yeah. Can I have a guess who it was?
I reckon it was. Was it Mayor of Painesville Dan?
No, it was from one of us. You see.
Solid guess.
Was it you?
I swear,
was
it? You idiot. This is why you're not allowed on camera.
Did I swear?
Yes.
You just said the S word.
I'm going to have to go through now and find where you can thank you, Laurie.
I'll do a clap.
Thank you, man, so I can go through and
find. Was it from you?
Yes, it was from you.
Oh, thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
You're very welcome. You give me an extra bit of editing to do.
That's the real gift, isn't it?
It really is. Extra
editing.
Work.
Don't knock any cables.
And
a lot of
Randy Datsun is the gift that keeps on giving work.
Was it the sun that had a running countdown of when Hermione?
Yes,
what's her name who plays her?
Emma Watson
would turn 16.
Age, yeah. What disgusting. Disgusting.
It's like that sounds like something that happened a long time ago, but no, that was like eight years.
April 15th is her birthday.
Oh, Andy.
Oh, Andy was the one writing for the sun.
creepy Datsun.
He was 5 years old.
Do you
want to
go next, Ollie?
Okay, so
please go next because mine might just unwrap itself at some point.
In fact, you want to go next.
Yeah, you go next. It's right. Actually quite complicated.
Have you wrapped that in our podcast award?
This has been wrapped.
Yes.
So this has been wrapped in a medal.
So I delegated the wrapping to Andy, but I did not give him any tape.
So this is a podcast award winner medal.
It's a podcast award that we won, but we don't know what category for.
We just got sent the medal.
Yeah.
And I'm not against that at all.
Absolutely
but they, no
I'll
one
wear
has
it.
Told us from the governing body.
That'll be good for
what it was
what
for.
We won for. And there were
my
several
radio
categories
mic.
That we were nominated in.
Well, we could have got worse.
Also, I don't even know if we won.
Yeah, this could
I'm
be
pretty sure
this could be like a Razzie
like things.
Oh, what? So that's a runner-up medal.
It might be a runner-up thing. I don't know.
God.
Outrageous. Well, I'm wearing it now.
Let's see what you've got.
What have you got, Laurie?
Looks like two presents there.
Someone's feeling generous. Oh, it's printer ink.
Look, because he's got a beard.
Little beard baubles. And a Kurt Angle figurine. He looks weird both in the picture and in the oversized jacket for the figurine.
It is a Kurt Angle figure.
So I just thought, like, that. I feel like that's going to be forgotten, that Kurt was the Raw general manager and wore the same outfit for about 18 weeks in a row. So I wanted you to have that. And of
did
course,
you get this?
I got this. And these are beard baubles. They light up. So, and you've got a big bushy beard.
A great big bushy beard. Well, thank you very much. You know, I'll try it right now.
Where are you going to put Kurt? In your house?
I think he's going to live here.
What if, like,
funnily
that
enough,
a running gag? Because I got you Renee last year.
Mm. I think Kurt's going to live here, frankly.
I could, like, there was one that I can't remember who it was, but I saw on them. I thought, oh, Laurie would actually like that figure. And I thought, no, this one looks so creepy.
I like it because it is creepy.
He's got such a fixed face.
He's got
and
a demonic.
His jacket doesn't fit him. You notice that? There's a lot of gaps.
Oh, yeah.
Who signs off on this model?
I don't know. Well, Mattel, I'm guessing.
So this series includes Triple H, Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, the Shelf Warmers Coming, folks, Ty Dillinger, and Alicia Fox.
Oh, everyone was after Alicia Fox. She's a pioneer, Ollie Davis. Everyone in the comments kept telling you that this year.
You're not going to put this on.
They don't light up, so I just thought it was a bit irrelevant.
Oh, what? Did it not come with batteries?
If you can get some batteries, then I'll put it on.
Oh, mate, does it say batteries not included?
In Tiger.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I was going to say, this is from Tiger, isn't it?
No. Okay.
Okay, do you want to do yours next then?
Maybe what, you oh, start. You... I'll start on unwrapping it. This is quite a
this
tight
is
knot.
Wrapped very, very well, I should add. And it is Blades in the Dark. I have got Blades in the Dark. It's a tabletop role-playing game about a crew of daring scoundrels seeking their fortunes on the... I mean, Laurie got me this. On the haunted streets of an industrial fantasy city. There are heist chases. This sounds great.
Yeah, I got it because I want to play it.
Yeah, this sounds very cool. Oh, yes.
So you do joke answers for the quiz, but when it comes to Secret Santa, you're all genuine.
Well, okay, smash it out of the park. Secret
fun
Santa,
fact
mate.
For you. This will be now, what, the fourth Christmas you and I have spent together?
Yep.
You've had me as Secret Santa for three of them?
Yeah,
that's right, yeah. So, yeah,
Laurie's well, this was the first year that I, in our university friendship group, well, my university friendship group, which Luke is an appendage to,
yep.
I've had Luke every year for the last 3 years.
Yeah, you had.
And this is the first year that I didn't have Luke. And then I started working here, and there was only a pool of four people to choose from.
And you got
me. I ended up with Luke again.
It was great, yeah. Thank you very much. That's really cool, man. Thank you so much.
That's good.
Yeah, you and your fledging crew must thrive amongst the midst of threats of rival gangs, powerful noble families, vengeful ghosts, the blue coats of the city's watch, and the siren song of your scoundrel's own vices. Will you rise to power in the underworld? What are you willing to do to get to the top? This is cool.
Basically, it's crime D&D.
Is it like it goes really deep? Like,
yeah.
What are you going to do on the street corner?
Essentially, I've given him homework.
Yeah, this
for the Christmas.
Like, yeah, this
like, is. It's like 300 pages of rules.
Yeah.
So if you read that, and then we'll play.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah. We'll do that as a Patreon.
Good deal, yeah.
we want to relaunch the $10 Patreon thing anyway. We can just play this.
I
want to
train as a DM anyway, so yeah, this would be a good...
slipping in your DMs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm last. I guess you got Luke. I got Laurie.
I got... Luke.
So this is from Andy. Randy Datsun has said... That
Randall K. Datsun.
Where did this come from? Like, with all the
My wife is calling me, by the way, so we need to try and wrap this up.
Okay. It's cold outside.
Yeah.
He has got me a card. O. Davis. That's what my lady partner says in bed. O. Davis.
Stop farting.
It's a picture of Sandra on a bike. To Oliver and Anna, that's my lady partner. Merry Christmas. Thanks for making dreams come true, even if you are a bellend. Lots of love, Randy Datsun. Thank you for signing it correctly. And the present is...
That's his name.
A... it's a tub of anti-chafe cream called Velo Champion. Luxury menthol cooling. I'm assuming this is because I'm running the marathon.
No, it's for cyclists as well.
It's for cyclists too.
The whole point is for cyclists, so you
don't get like... That's where the Velo comes from the Velo drone.
Of course. I just thought it might be transferable to other endeavours.
No.
Did I tell you that my friend ran a half marathon and his dick was bleeding at the end of it?
Well, exactly.
I don't know why you shouldn't be whispering that, because this is content. You need to say it louder, please.
His dick was bleeding at the end of the halfway.
No, give it the Ollie Davis delivery.
His dick was bleeding at the end of the marathon. Segue into why it would help me, because I'm doing a marathon.
Yeah. So, thank you very much, Laurie. That was very... I think we've all done very well with our Secret Santa gifts. So I hope you enjoyed. That is... great Lego, by the way. My wife got me one of those for my birthday last year, and they are genuinely very good. I thought it'd be a nice little desk buddy for you.
I'll have Creepy Kurt.
I feel like I got the worst present.
To look after.
That's good.
You won't feel that if you don't wear it for 1 week.
I'm going to rub it.
And then you have the chafe.
I'm gonna try and use it for things that it's not meant for.
We need to wrap this up because, A, I need a wee
body. Sure.
My wife's outside. We need to go get her.
We've gone an hour 25 for Christmas.
You're
because
so welcome.
We lost track of time. Probably loads of people are trying to call us. We're meant to go for drinks after this. But I hope you had a Merry Christmas. Did everyone enjoy it here?
Oh, I've had a bloody brilliant time. It's my favourite episode
Randy?
To do every day.
What did you think, Nikki?
Earth 30 was great. It was so good. Just sleep out. Stay fearless. Stay fearless.
Do the entrance, Nikki. Oh, lovely twirl.
You'll get her next time, Nikki. She's now the official WrestleTalk mascot, whether we like it or not. But there is a recycling bin downstairs. Thank you so much for joining us on Christmas Day, or probably later when it's not so antisociable to just sit here and watch three guys get drunk for an hour and 25 minutes.
Not as much drinking this year, I feel.
No, I'm only two drinks in. I will rectify that in the retro video games bar we're about to frequent right now.
Yes, mate.
But thank you very much. Thank you for joining us in 2018 in general. Thank you, everyone here.
Thank you, Ollie Davis, for doing a
stellar job in the last 3 weeks. You really made up for a year of dropping the ball, because you all three of you did stellar stuff in the last 3 weeks, getting all the Christmas content.
Thank you very much for all the hard work that you do. I don't think a lot of people appreciate the hard work that you've done behind the scenes in terms of particularly getting this studio sorted. A lot of people are just like, oh, the studio looks rubbish. Oh, why aren't you guys in the new studio yet? And I don't think people really appreciate how hard you had to work in order to make that happen. I said, thank you, man.
Thank you. The lovings will continue. And this is going to get needed.
Oh, yes. It will.
Thanks for this job, Randy.
Not going to go unused.
Yeah, so we've got to get some anti-chafing cream. We're going to lock the door and we're going to have ourselves some fun with this Kurt Angle thing.
Yeah!
It's Merry Christmas, everybody. Everyone. We'll see you in the new year, but also every day after now with content we pre-recorded.
We're here!
And Fagador's coming in on the 27th and 28th to do some super news.
I'll be here on Christmas. Oh, you've already seen
it. And I'm here on New Year's Eve. So Merry Christmas, one and all. We'll click the videos that have just appeared on the desk in front of the beer. Click on those, see other stuff. The podcast thing that's over Laurie's face. I've been Ollie Davis. This has been El Fakador, Laurie Blake. That was the other one, Luke Owen. Off camera was the wrestle tyke, Randy Datsun. And that was Rambling.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.